A week solidarity bringing team listener when last weekend we didn't see and saw the downs and ups of life. We didn't see the downs and did see the ups. Saturday, a huge rally and march of public housing, high-rise tower tenants and supporters campaigning to prevent the state socialists from demolishing their homes and privatising the very expensive land and real estate. Opposing the downs. Coverage on the commercial telly channel I watched, not a mention, unless I missed a 30-second grab, I don't think I did, but Sunday, the good burghers of Brighton reversed it. They complained about high-rise being constructed around their rail network, opposing the ups. And the telly channel, it led the news. Massive coverage, the well-heeled, filthy rich, attacking the government for threatening their very existence. Deposed federal MP Tim will soon lose again, grandstanding big time as he attempts to win back the seat he lost. Even more frightening, threatening for the good burghers of, imagine if the displaced poorest of the poor landed in, it's too awful to think about. And congrats to Channel Stokes with Rubbish for its renowned balance. It then spent the next few days telling us something I'm sure we weren't aware of, listener. How much we all just love, love, love King Parasite and Queen Parasite. Why, the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin told us he's the king of our hearts as he kinged his way, shaking hands and mouthing lots of vacuous nothings. And then that bloody Lydia Thorpe, the iconoclast, disrupting the idolatry by failing to give respect to the symbol of invasion. Respect, demanding she not speak the truth. As former Socialist Party Big Supremo and rejected for Big Supremo Little Billy Shorten Ambition pointed out, yelling and swearing won't do anything for Indigenous people. No, no, Little Billy, good point. Stick to the approach practiced for the past 236 years, which has worked such a treat. By the way, the SBS News Saturday did give a pretty good coverage of that public housing rally, and this station is reversing the commercial coverage, replaying speeches from the rally and not a line from the Brighton lot. The Brighton lot, well, the particular Brighton lot we're talking about, also complain over crime upsetting their comfortable lives. Okay, it's lower than other areas by comparison, but this is Brighton we're talking about after all, and we assume they don't mean corporate crime or half of them would have to leave town. Bringing us to this week's Wanted Dead or Alive report. Spare a thought for poor Chris Ellis, soon in trouble. Supremo of MinRes, Mineral Resources, being investigated for tax dodging. As if poor Chris and other directors wouldn't be paying their legal tax obligations. So brickbats to the Troubler Aussie Capitalist Review for running a tax evasion racket from the British Virgin Islands for decades. See, virginal. Although Chris did say it was a serious lack of judgment. Serious, Chris. Yes, especially the getting sprung bit. Oh, and MinRes bought lots of expensive equipment from company funds and gave it to Chris and other directors at highly discounted rates. Well, what benefit being a director, other than the ridiculously inflated director's fees, if you can't enjoy a few little perks? And then the bloody authorities took to respectable insurance giant QBE over promised discounts for loyalty, claiming the company uses an accounting method that wipes out the discounts before they start, accusing it of breaking 500,000 promises. Obviously a mere half a million little inadvertent mistakes. Worse, the Troubler Aussie Security and Investments Commission reckons lots of highly respected insurance giants have made the same inadvertent little mistakes, and here's a surprise, ripped off customers over claims. But all's well. QBE this week apologised for its inconsistencies. So you're sorry, we put to spokesperson Rick Ripoff. Yes, especially the getting sprung bit. Rick, I notice you self-reported the problem. Yes, we certainly did. As a responsible, good corporate citizen, we certainly did. Very good. When did you self-report? When we realised we were being investigated, and no connection between that and that. None whatever. And the supermarket duopoly buried their corporate rivalry in that case, accusing them of sham price discounts by jointly pointing the finger of blame fairly and squarely on their suppliers. "Our suppliers made us do it," they chorused. Just shows the powers their suppliers have over the poor little corporate giants. And the opening paragraph in a story this week sums up the draconian attitude the law has to corporate crime after the Star Chamber Casino had been found to have matched our own crook casino in getting a few things wrong, with the same result. The New South Wales casino regulator has conceded pulling Star Chamber's licence to operate in Sydney would have resulted in the collapse of the entire company, allowing it to keep operating with a minor penalty instead. A ruthless crackdown on crime, inadvertent crime. After all, how were they to know those blokes with a bulge in their chests exchanging trillions of dollars were career criminals just undertaking a little bit of money laundering, or the desperates losing everything she or he had might just have a bit of a gambling problem? We discussed this with the Minister for Caring Business Class Relations, Murray Waxevil Unions. Murray, given the rampant crime alleged at MinRes, we assume the government will sack them and install an administrator to run the company. No, definitely not. That would be an abuse of natural justice. No, if they have committed a crime, then we must let the law take its course. Right, OK. Well, QBE and other insurance giants, we assume you will place them in administration. No, again, certainly not. We must let the law take its course. Then the supermarket duopoly and the casinos, at least there, so they've so rampantly abused their monopoly power, surely you must sack them and appoint an administrator. Really, I can't believe you have such disrespect for natural justice. No, of course, if they have committed a crime, then it is only fair that we allow the law to take its course. Thank you, Murray. Pleasure. That was the week that was wanted, dead or alive report of the week. And look, okay, we're prepared. When I say we, I mean True Blue Aussies. We True Blue Aussies are prepared to cop criticism when it's justified, but it hurts when we are so unfairly attacked with vicious untruths, like evil China this week. Evil China, whom True Blue Aussie criticises no more than accusing it of threatening World War III, of getting upset over a few US of the UN of the US of the world train killer merchandise sailing through its waters, backed up by True Blue Aussie. Its failure to recognise the of the world bit of the US of this week, such untruth, such rubbish. True Blue Aussie, it said, long plagued by systemic racism and hate crimes, has severely violated the rights of refugees and immigrants and left Indigenous people with vulnerable living conditions. True Blue Aussie soldiers have committed abhorrent crimes in Afghanistan and other countries during their military operations overseas. Listener, which bit of that has an iota, a scintilla of truth? Evil China was reacting to criticism at the UN of the US of the UN of the world by True Blue Aussie over evil China's human rights record. Isn't there some sort of saying about people in glass houses? To show True Blue Aussie's genuine compassion and concern, at last a senior minister has expressed concern at the bloodshed, the slaughter and destruction and genocide, bloodshed of non-land, non-people, of Lebanese, of Syrians, of Iranians, of these entire populations of terrorists. Yes, big economic guru Jim Chalmers' capital told the International Monetary Fund the bloodshed could threaten the global economy and make it more difficult to reduce inflation. And what about the people whose blood is being shed, Jim? Exactly. Those people are threatening the world economy and, from True Blue Aussie's point of view, making it more difficult to reduce inflation. So we must stop the bloodshed. Unfortunately, it's not as easy as that. Despite the fact that we know people are doing it tough, it's not as easy as that. As other IMF members have pointed out, we have also to consider the impact of stopping on the bottom line of the great merchants of death. Don't the intricacies of the greatest little economic order of them all throw up difficult dilemmas? Despite Jim's commendable compassion for the thousands and thousands being slaughtered for daring oppose their lands being occupied by a colonial power and the calumny of that evil Chinese attack, thanks to the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin, we must concede our state socialist government is incompetent and moronic. This despite Lord Rupert's day after day, year after year support for the state socialists. Other than his editorial day after day content, but P2 this week, headline said it all, moronic incompetent, confirmed by no more impartial an observer as former caring business class party, big economic guru and failed would-be big supremo, Peter cost the workers hello bosses. Who could doubt Pete? And to round off the balance on objectivity, same page, Wapping Sin journalist scoop top awards, heaping heaps of self-praise upon itself. Lots of them being praised for their great work, telling us, for instance, just how incompetent and moronic are the state socialists. Top independent awards. Well, not quite. It's the news awards. That is, news very limited awards. That is, Lord Rupert handing awards to himself. You hand awards to yourself and then tell the world how brilliant you are because you won your own award. Now, finally, yet another challenging week that was quiz, listener. Which countries are deepest in debt? No, wrong. Not the filthiest rich. The World Bank tells us those deepest in debt are, surprise, surprise, the poorest of the poor. Gee, who would have thought? The real question is, why did they need to study to work that one out? We could have told them for nothing. The 26 poorest countries with 40% of residents struggling on less than $2.15 a day, it makes our dole look like a cornucopia, also face natural disasters. Well, the filthy rich nations must have their fossils, and living standards have gone backwards since COVID, unlike the filthy rich. But we're sure the World Bank can help them out by offering to reduce them to even more crippling debt. Good morning.